Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. At the beginning of this week, I mentioned that someone has once said that the only thing we learn from history is that we don't learn from history. And sadly enough, there's a lot of truth in that. It reminds me of a person looking into a mirror that sees a smudge of dirt on their face, but then they turn from the mirror and do nothing about it. Well, let's purpose in our hearts that we're not going to be like that. Let us learn what God would have us to learn from the mistakes and successes of others in the past and profit from it. There is much to be gained by it. I've been using examples from Bible history this week in pointing out ways that we can benefit from the lives of folks who have made mistakes and from those who have made wise choices too. Today, I want to look at an incident in the life of King Saul, the first king of the children of Israel, as it relates to obedience to God. In 1 Samuel 15, God spoke to Saul through the prophet Samuel and told him to go to the Amalekites and utterly destroy them. Now the Amalekites had countered the Israelites when they were coming into the land of Canaan, and they did not allow them to go through their land, but made them go out of their way around them. And God chose to deal with them. They didn't deal kindly with the Israelites, and God chose to use Saul, king here, to go and to destroy the Amalekites, or how they behaved toward the Israelites when they were coming into Canaan. And so God gave to Saul, through the prophet Samuel here, instructions. And we read in the 15th chapter here, in 1 Samuel, and I'll break into verse 3 here, God told Saul to utterly destroy all that they have. Not some of what they have, all of what they have. And spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Now, the instructions God gave to Saul were very clear. There was no doubt about what God was wanting to have done here. He said, utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. He was to destroy every person, every human being, all their animals, everything they had. He was to utterly destroy them. Well, let's take a closer look at this account and see what happened. In verse 9 of that chapter, we read this. But Saul and the people spared Agag. Agag was the king of the Amalekites. So they spared him. And the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they utterly destroyed. So we read that verse and we say, so what part of God's instructions did Saul not understand? Well, the fact is he clearly understood God's instructions. And in short order, in fact, it was the next morning, God sent Samuel to Saul to tell him that God was not pleased with his disobedience. And it's interesting, when Samuel came to Saul, immediately Saul's conscience pricked him. Listen to the first words that Saul said when Samuel came to him. In fact, Saul spoke first. Samuel didn't even get to say anything. Saul spoke first, and the first thing out of his mouth was this. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Well, did he? Of course not. When Samuel asked Saul, what does the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen mean that I hear? Saul responded with the blame game and said, well, the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen, and they did it to sacrifice them to the Lord. And then later on in the same chapter, he blamed the people again for sparing the sheep and the oxen, and he even said that the people should have destroyed them. But Saul knew, very clearly knew and understood what he was to do. Further on then, he acknowledges that he feared the people, and so he listened to the people instead of what God had clearly said that he was to do. He also told Samuel, after Samuel told him God was not pleased with his disobedience, that he did obey the word of the Lord. He says, and I'll read right directly from the scriptures there, Saul said, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." Well, partial obedience is not obedience. If you were to tell your son or your daughter to go take the trash out, and they take half of it out, did they obey you? No. Well, they took half of it out, but that's not obedience. You said to take the trash out. It's the same thing here. God had told Saul very clearly what to do. And even though he did half of what he, or maybe, of course, I guess, don't divide it up into fractions, but even though he did partly what God had said to do, he didn't do it all. And that's disobedience. Well, as a result of Saul's disobedience, God took away the kingdom from him and gave the kingship to David later on. There is nothing so provoking to God as disobedience, because that's the same as setting up our wills in competition with his. It is as bad to set up other gods as to live in disobedience to the true God. Those that are governed by their own corrupt inclinations in opposition to the command of God are living in rebellion to God's authority. And that's serious. And that's why that scripture says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So, what are the lessons that we can learn from this incident in Saul's life? Can we learn from this example in Bible history? Absolutely. But before we get too hard on Saul for his disobedience, let's ask ourselves these questions here. Am I living in obedience to the Word of God? Are there areas in my life that I don't want God to touch? Am I yielded to the Lord completely, or am I holding back from giving everything to him? Am I blaming someone else, as Saul did, for something in my life that I know is not how it ought to be? And it's very easy to do that, you know. We are quite adept at times in blaming our upbringing or something in our past or someone that hurt us in order to justify the bitterness and unforgiveness in our own hearts. When God calls it sin, and we won't deal with it and repent of it, we just hang on to bitterness and unforgiveness. Obedience. Do we learn from this account in history? Or will we be like the person who, I mentioned in the beginning, looked into the mirror, saw the smudge of dirt on their face, but went away and did nothing about it? Folks, let's not live that way. Let's apply our hearts to wisdom and take lessons from these examples and live righteous and godly lives in this evil day that we live in. Well, my desire is that God would bless you as you hear these accounts from history, lessons for us that we can learn from others' mistakes and others' successes and profit thereby in our lives today. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.